USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five inmates, including a pair of accused murderers, are still at large at last check after escaping a jail in South Georgia. The five reportedly getting out of the Pulaski County Jail on Friday after around 11 p.m. and stealing a white van from the parking lot of the facility. Officials identifying the five as Tyree Williams Jr., Dennis Pinnix Jr., Brandon Pooler, Tyrese Jackson, and Lewis Evans III. All of the five with a history of violent crimes, and officials say they are likely armed and dangerous. Closing arguments are to begin on Monday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after 31 witnesses were called over 8 days of testimony. Rittenhouse accused of shooting and killing two men during civil unrest in Kenosha. He says it was self-defense. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On Friday, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said that reporters could expect the announcement of who is going to be the coordinator of the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that is being signed into law at an event on Monday. And at the time, Psaki would only say of who it might be.
You can expect it will be someone from outside of the administration.
Now the White House has issued a statement making the announcement that former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu is going to be that person. The White House saying he will oversee the most significant and comprehensive investments in American infrastructure in generations as a senior advisor and infrastructure coordinator. Five people are injured and a suspect is dead after a shooting early Sunday morning in Columbia, Missouri. Officers saw two people exchanging gunfire downtown when the first gunman fled and began allegedly shooting towards a crowd of people. He was killed by police, the second gunman still at large. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The Biden administration is acknowledging inflation has become a big economic problem, and the Biden economic advisor, Brian Deese, was pressed about it on CNN's State of the Union. Whether President Biden's Build Back Better spending plan would actually help ease inflation, as the president's claimed. Deese said there are a number of things the administration can do to combat inflation, but claimed the social spending plan is the ultimate fix. Deese sidestepping the question, though, when asked how long inflation will stay. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying she expects that inflation concerns will dissipate by the middle of next year. Eternals is again the top movie in North America. The Marvel superhero film bringing in $27.5 million in its second weekend in theaters in the U.S. and Canada. The new Paramount family film Clifford the Big Red Dog came in second with just over $16 million in revenue. And in third place, Dune with $5.5 million. Rounding out the top five, the James Bond thriller No Time to Die and Venom Let There Be Carnage. And Dollar General celebrating a milestone store opening, the dollar retail chain announcing the opening of its 18,000th store on Saturday, the newest one in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.